This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to sign two more executive orders Friday. One focused on raising the minimum wage to $15, but only for federal employees, while average Americans are assured $7.25 an hour. And the other action, expanding assistance for Americans in need. Workers trapped in a gold mine in Kixia, China, since January 10th, may have to wait another 15 days before they can be rescued because of a blockage on their intended escape route. A total of 22 workers were trapped underground after the explosion. Comedian Dave Chappelle was set for a big weekend of shows in Austin, Texas, but after testing positive for COVID-19, the shows have been canceled. The producer, Live Nation, says Dave Chappelle is quarantined after testing positive for COVID-19. Ticket holders should contact their point of purchase for refunds. End quote. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Taking a look at another one of President Biden's executive actions is USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
One of the many executive orders President Joe Biden signed into office was an extension of the eviction and foreclosure moratorium, the extension running through March 31st. Donna Van Ness is the president of the Housing Channel. They help people get loans to help them get caught up regarding their rent, and she says they're continuing to see people in need.
The initial program was up to $3,600. So the idea was about 3 months rent on average. But now we're seeing people who are more than obviously 3 months behind and still haven't found a solution to their financial problem.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 2020, President Trump published 69 executive orders. As of Thursday afternoon, President Biden has signed 17 executive orders so far, with more expected on Friday. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What happened to the $1.9 trillion relief package President Biden introduced last week? Let's get an update with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
Last week, then-President-elect Joe Biden introduced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Now, President Joe Biden would like that plan passed in the first 100 days of his presidency. The plan includes $20 billion for a national vaccination program, $1,400 stimulus checks, and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Regarding Joe Biden's economic policy, former Reagan economist Art Laffer tells Fox Business,
I thought Clinton was a great president and good on economics, and I thought he was terrific and still do. I think Biden has the potential of being as good as Clinton. Yeah, Biden has been in the Senate a long time. He gets along really well with the Republicans in the Senate. He's done well. He's been moderate. You know that Joe Biden voted for the 86 Tax Act and touted its attributes really highly. So Biden, I don't think, has a chip on his shoulder, and I think he can do a great job.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL's final playoff games before the Super Bowl will be played Sunday. Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Green Bay Packers, 3:05 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Then Buffalo Bills at Kansas City Chiefs, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid on Wednesday had good things to say about the Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
He deserves coach of the year, man.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll, because that's to your benefit, ladies and gentlemen. 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. I would say that as much as my faith has driven me and my experience in broadcasting, marketing has also been something that I've been blessed with. Been able to look and see trends, see energy that's coming across the horizon in order to make some wise decisions. Because like the example, and you heard me reference this this week if you were listening at various times, I made mention of Wayne Gretzky, what made Wayne Gretzky such a gifted hockey player, and by his own admission said he never watched where the puck was. He watched where it was going. He was uncanny, his mind and his wiring. And what's happening in the world of finance is somewhat similar. And I'm really delighted to have Chuck Bentley on with us to talk about, you know, these trends and what's going on. Chuck, of course, is the CEO of Crown Financial, the world's largest Christian financial ministry. And we're going to be talking about the seven gray swans. Now, it may sound a little geeky here, and I don't mean to go in the weeds, but you need to pull something out of this to be aware so you know how to plan financially. I mean, this is wisdom that is going to be shared with you right now. Chuck, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it is always a joy to be with you. You and I have quite a bit in common. We both love the Lord, and we like to watch out into the future to see what's happening. So it's going to be a joy to speak to you today.
Well, I always enjoyed our time, you know, when we've spoken previously. So I've been looking forward to this, but I wanted to, you know, warm up our audience a little bit to not to be overwhelmed. They're going to hear some new language, some new words maybe they haven't heard before. But this is just for the ease of conversation because we're not looking to cancel any words that you speak, Chuck. You know, this is a free First Amendment right radio show here. So we allow for free speech, and we're eager to hear what you have to say. First of all, these seven gray swans, explain to our audience, what's a gray swan to begin with?
Well, a gray swan is an economic trend that is foreboding negatively for the future. I took the term, well, I didn't coin the term, it's not new to me, but it's derived from the idea of a black swan, which was popularized in a best-selling book about black swans. Those are very negative economic events that cannot be predicted. They come out of nowhere and have devastating consequences.
But like COVID. COVID is what you would call a black swan.
Some people call COVID a black swan. Mm-hmm. I tend to think of COVID as a gray swan, and let me explain why. A gray swan is something that is predictable. You do not. It has a low probability of happening, and you tend to ignore that probability. Mm-hmm. So we knew that pandemics were possible, Bill. We knew that they've happened in the past and they could possibly happen again. But we certainly didn't think it was going to come here. We didn't think one was going to grip the entire world. And so we tended to ignore that. That's a great example of what I consider a gray swan. Now, black swan is how governments reacted to the pandemic. That was unexpected.
With the lockdowns and draconian measures that they took, you know, going back to COVID, we should have known better. I mean, as early as, at least in my research, as 2015, I mean, even the Gates Foundation received some information, intel, on the possibilities of a pandemic, you know, coming to our shores. And interestingly enough, that it would be something the likes of COVID. And even Dr. Fauci had a team of his scientists and people there in Wuhan. In fact, they built the laboratory, and the people came back after about 18 months in building the laboratory and working with the Chinese scientists and said, these guys are reckless. They're gonna create problems. So a part of me is a little critical of Dr. Fauci, in as much as that I thought that he should have spoken up sooner, because he did have some inside information, I have to believe.
You know, Bill, I've traveled extensively throughout the world and throughout Asia. I've been there at times when the swine flu was happening. I've been there when there was bird flu, Asian flu, all these different epidemics and pandemics that had broken out in their region. And people, as a matter of course, wear a face mask there just for their own protection. And I remember thinking, why are they doing that? Is it just the smog? You know, what is it that they're concerned about? And I never, ever dreamed that what was happening there would be happening here. And so it is a great example of a gray swan. There is evidence that we should have known that it was coming. But look, what makes them so dangerous is that we ignore them. Mm-hmm. I have to look back and admit, I would have dismissed any forecast that said in March of 2020, we are going to go into a pandemic. We're going to have draconian lockdowns. We're going to have not only our lives at risk, but also our livelihoods at risk. I just would have never believed that that was coming.
And I think that's what happens. We pay a price when, instead of being, as I mentioned, using the analogy of Wayne Gretzky, the difference between being proactive and reactive. I mean, these are lessons, Chuck, you'd think by now we would know better. But, hey, being the humanoids that we are, failed and you know, flawed, we sometimes have to learn the hard way that gravity still exists, right?
Yes, gravity still exists. The world is a fallen place. It is predictable in the sense that we know we're going to have trials and tribulations. We don't know what they're going to be, but we know those are going to come. And the good news is, Bill, regardless of whatever we talk about today, and some of these things are unsettling, our house is built on the rock.
Amen.
And we're storm ready. We're created to weather these storms the way God equipped us and the foundation that he's put beneath us.
Well, not to over-spiritualize, but there's practical experience here. We know what happened to Peter when Jesus called him on the water. As long as his eyes were on Jesus, he was fine. It took his eyes off Jesus, got worried about the environment, things around him. Then he started to sink and panic. You know, I think that's the perfect lesson for us to remember for a time like this. Okay, we talked about COVID. What other? We've got six gray swans to look at here. What others?
Well, what I wrote about, Bill, is I looked at trends that are beyond COVID, beyond the current pandemic, the things that I think are coming into the future that could be threatening not only to our personal finances, but particularly to the national finances of America. I'm very concerned about a number of trends. And the one that's at the top of my list that I wrote about is universal basic income.
Yes.
Universal basic income has been endorsed by Pope Francis. It's been endorsed by Bernie Sanders, by Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg. They all believe it's a great idea. I believe it's contrary to Scripture, and I want to define what it is.
I'll tell you what, let's do that after the break, because we've got about 30 seconds, and we'll hit pause for now. Pick it up when we come back. We've got more from Chuck Bentley. We're talking about his brand new book, Stay with us. We've got more coming up right here. For more information on the show, I will direct you to BillMartinezShow.com. Afterwards, this interview will be posted. And if you want to share it with your friends and family members, you're welcome to do so. No charge. It is our gift to you because you know us. We're givers, right?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
It's what we call first principles, ladies and gentlemen, and this should be our focus and maybe the takeaway this year amongst many things you're probably taking note of that you want to embrace, and I believe that it's important for us to return to first principles. We've gotten so deluged with so much information, and we're just not sure how to apprehend it, how to consume it in a way that benefits us. Well, we've got Chuck Bentley with us right now to talk about your finances with his new book, which comes with a warning, and that is the warning is about seven gray swans. We talked about one of them, and we've got six more to go. Crown Financial, the world's largest Christian financial ministry, founded by Larry Burkett, is now led by the CEO, Chuck Bentley. Chuck, again, you have been such a blessing to people of faith, to the Christian community, with, you know, what you continue to hold. I mean, his first principles of finance, financial responsibility and stewardship. You've blessed us so much with the principles from Crown Financial, and we can't thank you enough.
Bill, thank you for that compliment. I would just say that I am privileged to serve the Lord and privileged to be one redeemed from my own sin and darkness and now serving him. And our great ambition is that we do help the body of Christ, and we do point them to the timeless principles that God gave us for our own benefit, and that's why we exist. And I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk about these things today. And I realized before the break, I sort of jumped into the idea of universal basic income without even defining what it is. And if I may, mm-hmm. I'd like to start with the definition of that.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Universal basic income is the idea that everyone would receive a regular income without any conditions. And it almost sounds laughable, but it's already being tested in countries around the world. And my thesis is, Bill, that it's being tested right now in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I received a stimulus check last year. I got money in the mail. I couldn't believe it. It was a little stunning to see that happen. And before the end of the year, another one came. And it won't be long till the third one is coming. And so what we see is a trend that the government is beginning to send people money without any conditions. The only condition that I had was I needed to have filed a tax return the year before and it not be over a certain level of income, and I was qualified. So that's universal basic income. Some proponents of that idea believe that we need to immediately establish this type of government intervention on a monthly basis for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's got appeal. The appeal to some people is that it will close the income inequality gap. They see it as helping to make the world a more just place. They see it as helping to level out potential highs and lows in economic swings because people will always have some money in their pocket to spend. And it's viewed as a way to jumpstart a sluggish economy. So I understand why people endorse it. What they don't look at is the downside. And I'm sure, Bill, it's pretty easy for a guy like you to see there's some real problems with UBI.
Without a doubt, Chuck. And the deal is that, like you say, this isn't new. I mean, go back to the Pilgrims in their own raw sort of way. You know, tried it. It didn't fare well. You know, Bible's clear. If you don't work, you don't eat. And you're depriving people of their human dignity. And basically, you're replacing their faith and hope in God to their faith and hope in a government that, even if you look back, as great as America has been, it has failed miserably at every turn with government entitlement programs. I mean, here we are. I mean, the war on poverty. I was just speaking with Bob Woodson not that long ago. And I said, Bob, we've spent something like $30 trillion in the war on poverty since President Johnson signed that into effect in the mid-60s. And we barely have moved the needle. I said, what is going on? He goes, bureaucracy. He goes, Bill, 70% of that money goes to bureaucrats administrating the war on poverty.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I look at it, Bill, and I think there's two very apparent challenges with universal basic income. Number one, who's going to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
And do we really have the money to pay for it? And we'll talk about that in the next Gray Swan. But at its very core, I believe it robs individuals from the very thing that God gave us for our own good, and that is the ability to work and produce.
Exactly.
I do not view man as simply a consumer. Now, all the dystopian worldview out there will tell you that there's too many people in the world, we're consuming way too many commodities in the world, and we're going to starve to death or burn up or all these horrible doomsday predictions. And in every one of those models, they only see man as a consumer. But God created man to be a producer.
Exactly.
And we, in fact, produce more than we consume. Mm-hmm. That's what good stewardship does for us. We right. multiply the resources that God has entrusted to our care. Mm-hmm. And so I want to see people work not only for the production and health of the world's natural resources, the multiplication of those, but also for the dignity and joy that it brings.
Exactly.
Did you know, Bill, that earned achievement is one of the highest forms of personal satisfaction that we have in our human experience?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Generosity and earned achievement. And I believe UBI is a philosophy that looks at man as helpless, that looks at man as simply needing a pacifier in order to sort of keep him quiet so he's got a little money in his pocket to go, spend it out in the marketplace, as opposed to saying, no, join the cause, do your work, and contribute your part to helping the economy move forward.
Well, we saw that experientially, right, in the previous administration. I'm talking about the Obama administration. Jobs were sent overseas. We had so many people in welfare lines and unemployment lines and that sort of thing. And as soon as we brought the jobs back, took away the regulations, look at the misery index. It went radically vertical. It went on a strong climb because people were happy again. It rhymes with what God told us, to be fruitful and multiply. He didn't tell us to go do that so we could frustrate ourselves. It is our design to plan. And when we're true to ourselves and what God has basically called us to, we move a little bit closer to some joy and happiness. Okay, let's talk. We talked UBI and the issues of that. What about, I guess we pretty well covered it, but you're talking next thing about digital currency as a swan, right?
Yeah, I'm very concerned about the idea that we would trend towards a cashless society. And there's a number of reasons I'm concerned about that. First of all, we know that we are doing online digital transactions much more extensively than ever before, particularly because of COVID. Mm. And Bill, it ties into this idea that cash is dirty. Cash is a transmitter of potential deadly germs. And so more and more businesses are retracting the use of cash in exchange for their services. And so that means there's a heightened interest in going cashless. I'm concerned about it. Now, look, there's benefits of a cashless society that are quite obvious. It does lower crime. It does reduce the cost of printing and storing money. It provides convenience. It makes for ease of payments. And I think that, cashless has some merit to it. But there's some huge disadvantages. And the one that raises my alarm flag early is the idea of sacrificing our privacy.
Exactly.
It will be impossible to have a private financial transaction if we go completely cashless.
And what kind of fraud does this open up? I mean, this is kind of a sidebar deal here, but you got to think about that. We're already, dealing with stuff, and there are some people who invested, for example, in Bitcoin. You probably read about the stories this past week, and the guy forgets his password. He's got billions of dollars just lost in the ethos out there somewhere. It's kind of crazy. We've only got about 45 seconds, and Chuck, I wish we had more time. We need to have you back here because there is so much more that there is to discover in this new book. Of course, you can rapidly discover it by getting your own copy, and then you can make notes in it and share it with the rest of your family and friends, Seven Gray Swans. How can people be in touch with you, Chuck?
Well, they can find us at crown.org, but the book is available right now as an ebook or in print at amazon.com. It's available today, and if it's a blessing to their lives, I'd appreciate a nice review that helps us to get the word out and help more Christians be prepared.
He is the CEO of Crown Financial, Chuck Bentley. His new book, Seven Gray Swans, will be linked on our website, too, by the way, at BillMartinezShow.com.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s, just a turnkey process process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to sign two more executive orders Friday, one focused on raising the minimum wage to $15, but only for federal employees, while average Americans are assured $7.25 an hour. And the other action, expanding assistance for Americans in need. Workers trapped in a gold mine in Kixia, China, since January 10th may have to wait another 15 days before they can be rescued because of a blockage on their intended escape route. A total of 22 workers were trapped underground after the explosion. Comedian Dave Chappelle was set for a big weekend of shows in Austin, Texas, but after testing positive for COVID-19, the shows have been canceled. The producer, Live Nation, says Dave Chappelle is quarantined after testing positive for COVID-19. Ticket holders should contact their point of purchase for refunds. End quote. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, news just breaking that longtime Major League home run king Hank Aaron has passed away at the age of 86. This, according to CBS in Atlanta, Aaron's daughter did confirm his death. It was Hank Aaron who broke the Major League Baseball's all-time home run mark, as you may recall, on April the 8th, 1974, surpassing Yankees legend Babe Ruth. Aaron ended up overcoming death threats as he was fighting to break the mark. Passed away at 86. This announcement just breaking and confirmed by his daughter. All right. Great to have you here with us. Just as a reminder, for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. Do we have Joseph with us? No, I guess we're still waiting to get connected with Joseph Pinion. Joseph is the Republican strategist, philanthropist, and business leader. And we're going to be talking about the next steps for the GOP and Real Hope for America. Joseph, thank you for joining us. How are you, sir?
Thank you so much for having me. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing good. We're hopeful like you. We see this new administration coming in. Your business background, like mine, the warning flags go up when you have, even though they're executive orders, I mean, 17 executive orders in one day is pretty extreme in terms of dealing with business. I mean, you don't even have a chance to pause and think about, okay, what's working, what's not working. We're just going to get rid of it because it had something to do with somebody's name or a Republican position, right?
Well, look, at the end of the day, I think what the market wants more than anything is security. I think they want certainty. That is what allows people to plan. Planning is the bedrock of any successful economy. Before you can actually point your ship in the right direction, you have to actually know where you're going, what the sea is going to be choppy, or whether it's going to be fair. And I think, again, this is just endemic to many of the things that people fear about a Biden presidency, a knee-jerk reaction from a policy standpoint to meet the ambitions of his base that leaves out vast swaths of the American people at large.
Well, it would be encouraging if you could go back 4 years ago when Joe Biden was vice president and Barack Obama was president, and you could come out of there with some sense of confidence to say, wow, they did a really great job here. And there's some things that if Biden can reproduce in his administration, boy, those would be game changers. And you talk about unifying the country, because there's just something about about income, having a job, having income, what we experienced in the previous, previous 4 years before COVID hit. People were coming off of welfare lines. They were going back to work. And at the core of all this, as we were talking with Chuck Bentley just a moment ago, Joseph, when you have a job, you're happier. You know, if you're, getting a government check, no bueno. I mean, it doesn't make anybody happy. I mean, that's an empirical fact. I mean, if you want to follow the science, because that seems to be the temperament of the day, I mean, the statistics are really clear, right?
No, I think to that point, when you really focus on, Americans having the dignity of work, I think it is ground into the DNA of who we are as a people. And right. I think as we prepare to make this turn, as we look at the end of the first quarter of the 21st century, we have to be mindful of the fact that the nature of work is changing, and we have to be making sure we're preparing the American public for that changing reality. And this notion that somehow that we can be all things for all people, that we can give people free college, that we can give people free housing, that everything is free and assume that no one has to pay for it, is a fallacy. And
exactly.
I think it sets the bar for failure. It leans into what George W. Bush called the soft bigotry of low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we're dealing with right now. And yesterday was a historic day, but I think in many ways people have to recognize that there are many Americans who do not feel more hopeful about their future, because the solutions that are being put forth by the Biden administration and the words that are being espoused by Joe Biden himself do not seem to include the needs, the wants, and the concerns of people all across this great land.
Well, when you canceled 52,000 jobs, I can tell you, you got 52,000 people in shock right now, though they had an idea this could be coming. This is the reality. And guess what? This is just the beginning, because, whether it was Hillary Clinton, it was Barack Obama, certainly Joe Biden now in an actual execution of his plan, they care so little about the elimination of jobs. And this has been going on, as I said previously, before it was sending manufacturing away, sending jobs. Donald Trump brings them back, only to have them taken away once again or eliminated, especially when you're talking about energy. And, of course, that has such far-reaching appeal, because we're talking our energy independence. I mean, for the first time since Truman, I mean, way before you were born, Joseph, we haven't been energy independent. We've been drawn into forever wars and, supporting people who hate us and all this. And, it just doesn't make sense from a practical standpoint. But I guess for Joe Biden and this administration, it's better for people to be without work. And I can tell you, and I said this earlier, is that, when Donald Trump came into office, one of the things that you heard over and over again, I think one of the first questions he asked anybody when they came into the Oval Office, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? And people responded because they knew that was the target focus. And now it's like, it's almost like, what is Biden asking? How are we doing with eliminating jobs? We're not creating jobs. We're eliminating them. How are we doing with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at it, I mean, this whole notion that they're going to, derail the Keystone Pipeline, I mean, that isn't even rooted in science. I mean, that is basically, client theater mm-hmm. for his base. It doesn't do anything to actually make a material difference as far as progress that we need to make on the environment. And all it really does is put the hammer to the types of jobs that are in high demand at a point in time when the economy is in desperate need of the type of economic stimulus that is required to get us out of this COVID-induced lackadaisical performance we've seen across Main Street. And
right.
So I think you look at places, people who have jobs like those bartenders, like those waitresses, people who are the backbone of the American economy. I'm from New York, and New York City, $35 billion in economic productivity comes out of nightlife and restaurants and bars. Those thousands of jobs that have been decimated, lifestyles that have been destroyed. And while the people on the left want to sit here and talk about their concern for the least among us, particularly people of color, those are the people who have had the hammer taken to their bank accounts, to their way of life, who will never recover from this. Let's be very clear. They will never recover from the economic destruction of lockdown policies allegedly done in the name of science, where the scientific research itself shows that the types of jobs that have been eliminated are the types of jobs that could have persisted in spite of the challenges that we face with COVID to this day.
Yeah, and when you compare what jobs they locked down and eliminated versus what stayed, I mean, it's not even, I don't know, how do you want to call it? To me, it's not good business. It doesn't make sense. This is what confuses people. And,
it's illogical.
Yeah.
It's completely illogical. I mean, if you sit here and look, outdoor dining, restaurants, they were somewhere around 1.4% of the transmissions that were occurring. I mean, it was the lowest of the low. We've got people standing in line back to back in Macy's doing Black Friday shopping, and yet at the same time, somehow people think that the restaurants that need that income, that need those patrons, that are going out of their way to make sure that people are observing these social distancing guidelines that the scientists have prescribed, because of the fact that they are fearful of the fines that these totalitarian governors and mayors would impose on them if they didn't do so. These are actually some of the safest places for people to actually be in the midst of this COVID-19 crisis. And again, it was driven by ideology, which is why less than 24 hours after Joe Biden is officially confirmed as the president-elect through the Electoral College, you have people like Lori Lightfoot of Chicago, you have people like Governor Cuomo in New York saying, oh, we must open up now, in spite of the fact that if we're really paying attention, we have a new strain of COVID that we don't really know what's going on from the UK and from South Africa. The death is higher than ever before. So if you were somebody who thought before we were supposed to be locked down, there is nothing today that should actually have changed your opinion, unless it had nothing to do with keeping people safe and everything to do with dropping the hammer on
President
Trump.
Got to go to break. More from Joseph Pinion after this. Stay with us. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Glory to God. Madam Speaker, I rise today to oppose this impeachment and denounce the recent violence on the Capitol. Just as I oppose the previous impeachment and the violence we've all witnessed all summer long across our great country. Make no mistake here. The hypocrisy of the left is on full display. Quote, go to the Hill. Get in the face of some Congress people. We've got to fight in Congress. Fight in the courts. Fight in the streets. Take them behind the gym and beat the hell out of them. Take him, go and take Trump out tonight. Sound familiar? What about the gentlewoman from New York who defended the looting by saying looters just wanted loaves of bread? Well, the last I checked, Best Buy and Teslas and stores of the like do not produce baked goods. Where's the accountability for the left after encouraging and normalizing violence? Rather than actually helping American people in this time, we start impeachment that further divides our country. I call bullcrap when I hear the Democrats demanding unity. Sadly, they are only unified in hate.
Well, a little bit of wisdom from the bold and courageous Colorado Congresswoman. We appreciate her sentiment, but this is what we're up against. For a country that is eager, and I believe for the most part, okay, not for a small percentage of people. This is what happens with movements. It starts with a very small percentage of people. You saw what's going on in Portland. And Joseph, no big surprise here. Antifa made it clear. They want it all burned down. They may have supported the cause, accidentally or however way you want to put it. I mean, the Democrats seem to rally around their flag. And look how they paid them back. They said, we don't care about the Democrats. We want it all destroyed, and this is what's on display in Portland once again, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think, realistically, when you start looking about what's happening on the far left, the hypocrisy knows no bounds. You have people trying to say that they should take college degrees away from people who supported President Trump and worked in his administration. You have people saying that they should be prohibited from ever working again. You have individuals who are basically, moribund right now who can't get out of their way, who on some basic level think that all things that Republicans have ever done are evil. We're evil people. We should be drummed out of civil society. That is not the foundational principles of unity. That is not the substance of peace. That is basically the doubling down on a division that the left says is what they're opposed to. And yet, in many ways, they're the ones practicing.
Yeah. Well, this is the danger that we find ourselves in right now at a time where people are upset, they're isolated because of COVID, also because of these political pressures. This is why I've been insisting, Joseph, that we need to return to first principles. Get out of the muddy political waters, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. I think you can look back and ask the question, are you better off as a result of the political forces that formed your opinion and caused you to be bitterly divided? I mean, it's almost like a civil war. We have families that aren't talking together right now, Joseph. This is how ridiculous this has gotten, and all because of politics. But, you know, I'm saying return to first principles. First principles being those American values that have people, you know, millions of people wanting to come to this country, millions of people who've came to this country, you know, to have a better life for their for themselves and for their children and the generations to follow. I mean, we are a country of immigrants, and people came here because there was liberty here. And now, and I think much to the shock of these people and other people waiting to come into this country going, what is going on? Maybe I'm not so interested about coming to America after all, because what they're doing is the very thing we're running away from.
No, I think at the end of the day, we have to remember that people come to America seeking opportunity. You go back to, you know, when Germany was a divided country, east to west, when we had the Berlin Wall. You don't have to put walls around America to keep people in. We have walls around America to make sure that we are a sovereign nation. And so I think from that perspective, when we really look at it, you know, we just really engage in an America that is moving forward. We engage in an America that is actually committed to those first principles, as you say, that ensures that we're providing equal opportunity, not the myth of equal outcomes. And that is what the left is selling, because they know that their policies will never achieve the America that our founders ever intended.
Well, for all the promises that they made to people of poverty in America and people of color, you know, whether it's opportunity, you know, securing their monthly checks and, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, how is that going to sit with these communities that has an administration that they brought into office that is now opening up the gates, so to speak, and is going to legalize? They're saying 11 million. That's such a joke, because that number is not even close. That 11 million number has been around for, you know, well over 10 years, if not 20 years. And I believe it's ballooned to closer to 30 million people. And
there's no cap. No one has told us, oh, it's only 11 million. It doesn't make any sense. There's been no criteria that's been listed to figure out exactly who is going to qualify, who is not going to qualify. It is a free-for-all. And so this notion that somehow that it's not going to precipitate a mass rush on the border is ludicrous. But let's be very clear. These people have been trying to make America into something it has never been or was never intended to be by embracing policies that have never worked in the history of the world. That is what the left is trying to propose. That is what they are attempting to usher in. You cannot put the word democratic in front of socialism and think that that is going to change materially what socialism has always been about, which is about control. Seizing control of your life, seizing control of your destiny, seizing control of what opportunities are available to some and not to all, which is the antithesis of what America is supposed to be, a codification of our commitment to the individual, the ultimate individual. And that is who we're talking about. And so I think that's the difference between individual politics. All of this stuff is what we're dealing with. And so I think that's what we should be focused on.
Joseph, you got tremendous focus, because you got a lot of environmental, you know, noise going on there, and you're holding the point here. You're awesome in terms of your concentration here. So I appreciate you being able to work through this. But you know, the thing that surprises me, the very point you made, is that the Democrats during the primaries took, you know, whatever policies they wanted to take out on the street. And even 70% of their constituency said, not interested. And so here they come to the general election, and this is what boggles my mind, is everything that they were selling is antithetical to the very heart and soul of America, even to the point where Donald Trump says, socialism isn't going to happen on my watch. But, you know, their votes,
I mean,
it's all questionable. Go ahead.
Yeah, the sad truth is that I don't think a lot of people realize what they voted for, because I think they've just kind of tried to cast this as your kinder, softer Democrats, that somehow that we're the same Democrats as your grandfather's and your grandmother's Democrats. These are not the same Democrats. These are the same. These are people who do want to seize the means of production, even though they pretend that they don't. These are individuals who don't think that you have a right to own your own business. When Barack Obama and Elizabeth Warren are running around saying that you built a business, you didn't build it because the products came in on roads that were built by the federal government, that is how they view the world. That is not hyperbole. And so I think that people just need to accept that fact. People need to understand concretely that all of the things that they cherish about America, all of the victories that we celebrate as Americans, are not possible in the version of America the Democrats are trying to create. That is the fundamental bottom line that is inescapable. Mm-hmm. And that is why they try to pretend that somehow everything that Donald Trump has ever done and ever said applies to all Republicans. And yet somehow the words that come out of the mouth of Bernie Sanders and AOC only apply to them. Because they realize inherently that if the American people understood that what Bernie Sanders and AOC are talking about was meant to apply to all of them, they could never win another election, be it President of the United States or dog catcher, if we ever elected those people again, which maybe we should, because the bureaucracy has gotten clearly out of control.
Well, our good friend Trevor Loudon says that many of them couldn't even pass the security test for a dog catcher. It's amazing. But yet they're in office. That's the scary part. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, in terms of the president, President Trump, 45, I just wrote a commentary. You know, who told you to hate Donald Trump? I mean, it's shocking when you think about the empirical evidence and all the great things he did for our country. I mean, the people were told time and again, with a percentage of 9-1, bad news over good from the mainstream media and big tech and of course corporate America participating in this, and God only knows how much you know, was influenced by the Confucius Institute and the communist Chinese, all telling Americans that they need to hate Donald Trump. Well,
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, look, let's be very clear. China's got a 100-year plan. We're trapped in a 24-hour news cycle with individuals that don't understand the threat that China poses, not only to our present, but also to the future of the world at large. And so, look, let's just be very clear. You have Democrats, Republicans. Republicans need to find a way to get our message back to the people to understand that conservative values are American values, that we believe in the fact that you should be able to chart your own path, to be able to seize your own future. That depends inherently on choice. That depends inherently on people being defined by what they do and nothing else. People having the ability to leverage the opportunities provided by their parents and build on it. That is not an America that Democrats have to agree with. And if we don't get back to those first principles, as you call them, again, we're going to wake up in something that does not resemble the world that we currently call home.
Well, Donald Trump challenged the traditional guard of the Republican Party, and they've got some soul searching to do. Because if they don't answer these questions, Joseph, that you pointed out, it is not going to fare well for the Republican Party as a whole, do you think?
No, look, let's be very clear. You know,
we got 10 seconds left here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll just tell you right now, the Republicans have to find a way to get back into the hearts and the minds of those swing voters, because if we don't do that, we're going to be in a bad place.
Without a doubt. Joseph, I look forward to having you back. Thank you for being here.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you want to give you and your